They're finally here.
The new No Amateurs men's and women's t-shirts and keychains.
The men's tees are a soft, high-quality, pre-shrunk cotton poly blend.
It's sport royal blue.
Displaying the No Amateurs logo with the waving American flag centered atop.
Available in medium, large, extra large, and double extra large.
The women's tees are a lightweight, super soft, high-quality, pre-shrunk cotton poly blend.
In royal blue.
And are fitted, displaying the No Amateurs logo with the waving American flag.
Available in small, medium, large, and extra large.
The keychains are made from durable rubber with the No Amateurs logo and the waving American flag.
T-shirts just $22.95.
Keychains just $5.
Please add $6.95 for shipping and handling for all orders inside the U.S.
Order any two shirts and get a free No Amateurs keychain.
Available at lousantini.com.
LOUSANTINI.com.
Say no to amateurs.
And go pro.
And order your No Amateurs t-shirt and keychain today.
Warning, the podcast you are about to hear is often based on true events and people. It chronicles the dialogue and actions of random, anonymous, obnoxious, self-entitled, unintelligent, self-centered idiots, attention whores, ignoramuses, dolts, clods, nimrods, douches, weirdos, drama queens, overly sensitive crybabies, and people who think they are better, more important, and special than the rest of us. In one word, amateurs.
It's Amateur Nation with Lou Santini. We call attention to and call out the amateurs, the people who are doing life wrong, the speed bumps of life, the people that are in your way every day, the unintelligent, obnoxious, attention-whoring, self-entitled drama queen victim types who chip away at the moments of your life due to no self-awareness, common sense, manners, or social skills, and are disturbing the flow of the pros. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hey, Lou.
Amateur Nation, it's not just a podcast, it's a movement. And this is episode 142, The Decline of Western Civilization, The Amateur Years. Before we dive into the topics, quick reminders that for 60-second video promos for each week's episodes, you can see those every Thursday at 7 a.m. when you subscribe to my YouTube page, plus a whole lot more informative and funny clips. And don't forget the fan favorites, the sneak peek audiograms throughout the week on my Facebook page, also on my Instagram page, at lou.santini3. And my YouTube page is Lou Santini Entertainment. Pros only on this show, folks.
It looks like nobody in your family is a rank amateur.
Topic number one.
Bubba Wallace. Remember him? The lying, racist, victim, non-winning, false crime-reporting NASCAR driver? Well, he is now endorsing PetSmart, combined with DoorDash, and of course Toyota, the car manufacturer that he drives for, telling kids that he's, quote, doing it for every kid out there who has a dream. Oh, that's why you're a professional NASCAR driver. To give hope to kids. So he's not a lying, racist, fraudulent, criminal scumbag. Got it. Just think, kids, someday you can be a lying, racist fraud who hasn't won a race and garner enough attention to be rewarded with endorsement deals for filing a false police report, too. You know, even if this blight on society wins a race someday, it won't change all the other adjectives I've used to describe this amateur. I also saw a spot on YouTube that he does for Root Insurance, which I, of course, now have boycotted. Not that I need insurance. I already have mine set up. Anyway, their slogan, I noticed, is progress owes no apology. Yes, it does. So, in other words, if there's ever progress, no apology needed. Create a vaccine that causes injury and death? Hey, that's progress. No apology needed. Apologies are always needed when you lie, commit fraud, and stage a hoax that costs valuable taxpayer dollars and require 12 FBI guys to look at a fucking rope. And yes, there are plenty of athletes of every race who have endorsements without winning championships. I get it. And yes, some of them have done bad things, ranging from domestic abuse to murder to DUIs to having weed in their bloodstream during drug testing. And some fall in the category of the hypocritical, fraudulent, and immoral level of Bubba Wallace. It's all bad. Athletes and the Hollywood elite are not perfect people, nor do rational adults expect them to be. However, we gotta stop rewarding mediocrity and boorish and simply bad, immoral, and criminal behavior. 15-year-old tweets that everyday civilians have made as a teenager get you canceled, but lie, cheat, and or show loyalty to communist China, and it gets you ahead. Great message for pro sports.
Why do I love the NHRA? Why do I always talk about the National Hot Rod Association? Because in every single broadcast, every one, I see examples of family, family values, patriotism, gratitude, humility, sportsmanship, and appreciation for the sponsors and the fans.
Topic number two.
Words. Amazing thing, words. As I've said on this show multiple times, sometimes words mean everything. Sometimes they're just words. The key, the adult thing, the pro thing, is knowing context. Knowing when words really mean something, but also knowing when it's just a word, so calm down. The following topic could be the most ludicrous, stupid, and intelligence-insulting story I've covered on this show. Of course, I've said that more than once, so whatever. It truly is a sign of mentally retarded development at the college level. And if you're offended by my accurate use of the word retarded, feel free to abandon this podcast. People get upset about the word retarded. Admittedly, it's a harsh-sounding word. And of course, it's never okay to refer to someone who is mentally or developmentally disabled as a retard. Duh. That is amateur. That's rude. That's mean. That's insulting. That's bullying. Do I need to go on? However, if a person stops growing physically, their growth has indeed been retarded. Preservatives are put in some foods to retard spoilage, as it says on the package. Why are we so afraid of that word's literal meaning? Easy answer. Because some amateurs use it in a derogatory, mean, and hurtful way. But it doesn't change the fact that the word is accurate. Don't blame the word. A knife can cut bread, open a human body to perform surgery, and murder someone. Don't blame the knife. It's just a thing. From the New York Post, Brandeis University warns students not to say picnic. Rule of thumb, calling words oppressive. I always pause because I always picture someone driving and listening to this podcast on the way to work or something. And just like, they're like, what, are you kidding me? Or looking like before I got into radio, if there was a DJ that I really liked and he or she said something really funny, I would always look at my dashboard as if the DJ was like right in my car. So I'm giving you pause, pros, to look at your Bluetooth device, your radio, whatever, when you hear that stupid headline. Here's the article. The rule of thumb at this ultra-woke college is don't say rule of thumb. Students and faculty at Brandeis University are being urged to stop using words and phrases like picnic, trigger warning, even rule of thumb because of what a campus counseling service calls their links to violence and power to reinforce systems of oppression. Because, you know, nothing says oppression like a picnic. Oh, man. The article continues. A compendium of potentially oppressive language posted on the school's website by its Prevention Advocacy and Resource Center. Also, it sounds like the Hall of Justice where the Super Friends lived. Also lists loads of examples of gender-exclusive, ableist, and culturally appropriative terminology that can get in the way of meaningful dialogue. That's irony, right? They're giving you a list of words that they say basically get in the way of meaningful dialogue, and these words, by definition, the euphemisms, are clunkier than the original words to begin with. Right? I mean, this euphemistic replacement language is actually getting in the way of meaningful dialogue, which is their complaint. The article continues, the oppressive language list, first reported by Campus Reform, was developed recently as part of the Parks Response to Anti-Blackness program and is always, and I'm quoting, always growing based on suggestions from the community, according to a webpage titled Holding Ourselves Accountable. Wow, there's so much in that paragraph. So, of course, we have the oppressive language list. That's not a red flag for anyone? That doesn't scream Nazi Germany to you? Growing based on suggestions from the community. There's a group of fucking nerds that you want to give a wedgie to, right? Why would you want to be a part of this? Hey, you want to go get a beer with us? I can't. I'm heading over to the Prevention Advocacy and Resource Center to give them a list of words that I don't like. Okay, cool. Great. Good use of your time. It's It's always nice to just submit some words you don't want to hear from other people that you probably don't know nor will ever see again. But go ahead, use that time. And a webpage holding ourselves accountable. Why would you click on a website that, by definition, is wants to monitor you? It inherently tells you that you're probably doing or saying something wrong. So here's the website you should go to double check to make sure you're not a dick. I haven't said anything wrong here yet. Amateur, only pros listen to the show, I'm assuming. I mean, if I can convert one amateur, I'm not going to say it's all worthwhile because it's not a good use of my time. I assume this is for the pros. I assume the pros are listening to this show. But if you're an amateur that here, email me. Let's have a debate, man. You're going to lose. You got nothing but emotions and little media clips. That's all you do. You just regurgitate headlines you see on mainstream media. But I welcome someone telling me why I'm wrong. The article continues. As a community, we can strive to remove language that may hurt who have experienced violence from our everyday use, the PARC says. How do you remove language? Once a word's out there, it's out there. I mean, the only thing I can think of is that movie Demolition Man, where they monitor your speech all the time, and like every time Sylvester Stallone would curse, this alarm would go off out of nowhere. And he's like, what the hell is that? Sandra Bullock's like, oh yeah, you're not allowed to swear. I'd like to see, actually, I need specific examples of the violence that these amateurs have endured that has caused them to file a grievance and to file words to this organization. Like, you know, I suffered such and such violent attack a few years ago. Therefore, when I hear the word picnic, I need to start sucking my thumb. So can we not say picnic anymore? Because they're not. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. There's never been someone who has undergone any kind of violence, regardless of how horrible it is, that the mere sound of a word sends them into spasms. Ain't buying it. Visualizing things, they see something that might jar their memory. I get that. Sense of smell is a powerful reminder of maybe something horrible that happened to you. Maybe something audible. But hearing a word. The Jews were in the concentration camps. I don't think they lose their minds when they hear the word concentration or camp. They themselves talk about being in the concentration camps. But an amateur hears the word picnic, and all of a sudden they're Dustin Hoffman and Rain Man at the airport. The article goes on to say, these recommendations for more neutral language are brought forth by students, surprise, who have been subject to violence, what violence, or who have worked with others who are healing from violence. So now, these words not only are for the people who might have been around violence, but they've been around people who those people were around violence. Yeah, I'm guessing a lot of these students that were around violence were the amateurs who were rioting and burning shit and breaking things and pulling down statues during the George Floyd riots. Yeah, I'm right again. The article says, as well as students who have sought out advanced training in intervening in potentially violent situations. Yeah, those are the people that are going to get clipped trying to deal with a domestic violence dispute. You're going to get some drunk guy who's got a shotgun who's threatening his wife. Call in the amateur squad.
Now, let's just sit down and talk this over.
And that's over with. Yeah, and your last words were like, I'm such a pussy. All right. The article goes on to say, according to the oppressive language list, the word picnic has been associated with lynchings of black people in the United States during which white spectators were said to have watched while eating. Okay, let me hold your hand through this one, amateur nation, again. First of all, I can guarantee you anytime anyone said, hey, let's pack some food up, have a picnic, not one person in the history of ever has thought about, I don't know, kind of is tied into black people and lynching. All we're thinking about is eating outside and enjoying the nice weather. That's a fact. And that's where it's just a word. Okay? It's just a word. It's the word picnic. It's the word if you look at the word picnic, it's going to say the act of eating outside on a blanket. Uncomfortably. Okay? Also, they said that the that's associated with lynchings of black people in the U.S. while white spectators were said to have watched while eating. Okay, just because you eat something while watching something else happen, that is not a picnic. That's you eating something while watching something happen. Okay? I have workmen outside my house here recently, right? They're redoing some concrete to make the concrete sidewalks more ADA compliant. The other day, I had a banana in my hand. Was that a picnic? Stop. Stop! The article goes on to say, a suggested alternative is outdoor eating. Yeah, see, that's not accurate. I lived in Los Angeles for 24 years. We always preferred to eat outside before everyone started pooping on the streets and meth addicts were coming by and slitting your throats. But I digress. We ate outside a lot because the weather was good. We're at a table. That's outdoor eating. That's not a picnic. Picnic means you pack your own food or you barbecue. You bring it. You bring all your crap with you. And while you're driving there, you realize this was a dumb idea. I'm going out of my way to pretend to be homeless. But nonetheless, you do it because you're trying to score points with the opposite sex and do something romantic and enjoy the weather. But nonetheless, eating outside is not a picnic. And a picnic is not doing something, watching something while eating. So we all know what a picnic is, right? We all know what eating outdoors is. Yeah, you know, because you, the listener, are a professional. You're a pro. Exhausting. Amateurs are exhausting. I can't believe the next time I ask a girl out, I have to say, what do you think a picnic means? And if she says, well, I'm like, we're done. I'm out. I'm out. Oh, we're just getting heated up here in this article. The article says, rule of thumb can be replaced with general rule because the former allegedly comes from an old British law allowing men to beat their wives with sticks no wider than their thumb. All right, let's analyze that one. First of all, that's Britain. That's not us. I get it. We were from England. We, you know, declared independence in 1776. Okay, all right. Doesn't make us British, okay? It doesn't. It doesn't make us British. It just doesn't. And that was an old British law, okay? That's not a current law in America. Second of all, I can't believe there was a law where you could beat your wife with a stick no wider than your thumb. Like, you're going to walk around, what are you doing, Phil? I'm looking for a stick, but all these ones are like the width of my foot. I guess I can't beat my wife tonight. Oh, well. And by the way, general rule, well, general, that's like in the army. That's like authoritative, right? There's got to be something wrong with that. Whatever. The amateurs, it's in my list. They're never happy. They can't be satisfied. It's a losing battle. You can't convert an amateur. Only an amateur can decide to go pro. It's in my book. I mentioned it on my podcast. Only an amateur can decide to go pro. You can talk until you turn purple. Amateurs say, but my feelings and my anger and but what everyone else is doing, I can't think for myself. Right. So don't try. You'll never win. Surround yourself with pros and pray that an amateur wakes up. The article goes on to say, and when it comes to trigger warning, an alert that spoken, written, or recorded material may be alarming to certain people based on their experiences, possible alternatives include content note. I don't even understand how trigger warning and content note even line up. I don't consider that a euphemism. I don't. That's not a synonym. Hey, you know what? You might not want to talk about that. That's a trigger warning. Oh, you mean a content note? No, I mean a trigger warning. The article says the word trigger has connections to guns for many people. I mean, you know, you can play this game all day. You know, the word dog is God backwards, and not a lot of people are religious, so it's offensive to the atheists. I mean, seriously, that's how these amateurs connect dots anymore. That is. That's how they connect dots. And the sky is blue. You know, the color blue is also another word for depressed. And depressed is offensive to me because I did battle mental illness, which I really don't like to talk about. You know, see what I mean? Nothing gets done. And that's what they want. They want you so mired down with language that you don't get anything done. I go back to the article. Sorry, let me backtrack. The word trigger has connections to guns for many people. We can give them the same heads up using language less connected to violence, the PARC says. There's a glimmer of hope. United States Representative Elise Stefanik, a Republican out of Glens Falls, who is co-sponsoring a bill called the Campus Free Speech and Restoration Act, called the list, quote, an all-out assault on our First Amendment and an example of the far-left cancel culture happening in our schools. She says in a prepared statement, the far left's radical overhaul of education is un-American. They push so-called safe spaces to eliminate diversity of thought, critical thinking, and intellectual curiosity, and replace it with socialist brainwashing, groupthink, and Marxist ideology like critical race theory. Now they are weaponizing words like picnic and policeman, listing them as oppressive. Former CUNY trustee Jeff Weisenfeld called the list idiocy, lunacy, and a disgrace. We're not talking about the N-word here, he said. It's a tyranny of the leftist minority to instill fear in people. If you take it to the extreme, you end up with tyranny. Weisenfeld, the son of Holocaust survivors, added, it's hurtful that this is happening at Brandeis. Louis Brandeis was one of the first Jewish Supreme Court justices. He would be appalled by this, he said. The oppressive language list surfaced just weeks after a Brandeis administrator was revealed to have said on social media that, quote, all white people are racist in that all white people have been conditioned in a society where one's racial identity determines life experiences and outcomes and whiteness is the norm and default. All right, so that's okay. Instantly labeling an entire race of people whom, or is it who? I should know, I go to college. Who he's never met as racist. That's irony. In a prepared statement, a Brandeis spokesperson said the oppressive language list, quote, was developed by students who have noted that many people who have experienced violence may be further harmed by the language others use in speaking with them. Spokesperson Julie Jett said the list is in no way an accounting of terms that Brandeis students, faculty, or staff are prohibited from using or must substitute instead. She went on to say, luckily, college kids are complete mindless robots and will do whatever is merely suggested because all the other kids are doing it. Okay, actually, she did not say that, but it scared you for a second, didn't it? Kind of like calling all white people racist, which is something that was said in that $60,000 a year brainwashing factory. I say this without hyperbole. I think I could walk in and beat up an entire university. Like Jason Statham walking in, some martial arts hero who just takes on hundreds of people at once. I could walk into Brandeis University and kick the ass of the entire university, except I won't have to throw a punch. I could just grab a bullhorn and yell the word, picnic, and launch into a list of words that will have students fleeing in terror. Here is the actual list of words that are offensive or might cause these fragile saltines for bones students to run into knives. I also offer alternative words in some cases, because I'm helpful. Here are words and phrases, no joke, words and phrases at Brandeis University that are deemed offensive, and they would really like it if you could come up with alternative words. You ready? Brace yourself for the trauma. Killing it. I mean, as a comedian, we say that all the time, like, dude, this guy is killing it. Dude, you killed it. Nope, can't say killing it anymore. Murdering it. I suggest that. Sounds much nicer, doesn't it? And of course, we talked about picnic. I found a better phrase. Dining with bugs. Although it sounds like a Native American name, doesn't it? I'm sure that's racist somehow. Rule of thumb. We talked about that. I'm here to solve problems. Instead of rule of thumb, law of pinky. Here's another word that made the list. Prostitute. Can't say prostitute. Whore, skag, Kamala Harris. Three options. I understand. If someone is indeed a prostitute, that is like the nicest term you can call them. Why is that a problem? Another phrase on the list, go off the reservation. Okay. Alternate term, you're not on base. Remember when you were a kid and like, oh, you're not on base. You're tagged. Okay. You guys. So, hey, you guys want to get something to eat? Nope, that's offensive. So I would suggest you people who identify as guys. Or you pussies. There's that. Freshmen. Freshmen's a problem. So I guess that movie with Matthew Broderick is out. Can't say crazy. So Adios, hit song by Patsy Cline. You can't even retitle it Mentally Ill because Mentally Ill is also on the list. Nuts? Nah, it doesn't work. You can't have Patsy Cline singing, nuts. No, it doesn't work. You need two syllables for the song to work. So how about insane? Insane. Nope, that's on the list. Can't say insane. Come on down to Lou Santini's Furniture Emporium, where our prices are insane. I mean, mentally ill. I mean, our prices are affordable. Damn it. Here's another word you can't say at Brandeis University. Lame. Well, that's easy. Just substitute the word weak. Okay. Victim. Can't say victim. There's irony for you. There is the epitome of irony. They don't want you to say the word victim. My substitute word, amateur. They don't like you to say the word survivor. So there goes their whole music catalog. Tribe. Well, they would have hated being an Indians fan up until recently. So naturally, instead of, oh yeah, he's part of my tribe, meaning like my posse, my friends group, that's easy. Just change it to guardian. It works for Major League Baseball, right? Powwow. First of all, if you're saying this in any context, you're like some yuppie from the 80s. You're just totally lame. I mean weak. Spirit animal. I mean, you know what? I actually don't have a problem with that one being on the list. That's just a douchey statement, regardless of what side you're on. Oh, that's he or she's my spirit animal. Stop. Addict. Addict is on the list. So, creepy upstairs room. Oh, no, I see. Addict. Not attic. Addict. So a person who was hooked on drugs or alcohol, you can't say they're an addict. Can't say the words disabled person. You know, first, you know, I mean, I get it. Crippled is, it's harsh. But again, it's like that word retarded. You indeed are crippled. It's harsh. And I don't have a problem with saying handicapped. I don't. Or disabled person. I don't. What's wrong with disabled person? They have a disability. They can't walk, or they can't use their arm, or maybe they have a condition that we can't visibly see, but you know they have to park in that handicapped parking space. So I don't know what to do there. Handicapable? To me, that's insulting. That's pandering. That's rude. But that's just me. And of course, we talked about the phrase trigger warning. I figured I'm always trying to find a euphemism, something that's similar. So instead of doing that, let's just go the other way. Call it an orgasm. Why not? It sounds more fun. Dude, please don't say that because I could totally, that's an orgasm, okay? Oh, great. Here's another phrase. Take a stab at. And first of all, I was always told not to end a sentence with a preposition. So I guess we would make that at which you take a stab. There you go. See, I'm solving problems. Policeman. Can't say policeman. Yeah, that's going to be real convenient. Help! Someone please call a law enforcement never mind, he got away. I've been stabbed. Two more words on this list. Congressman. Oh, that's an easy fix. Communist. And homeless person. Simple euphemism there. Student graduating from Brandeis. Oh, yeah. That I earned that applause break. Thank you. Thank you very much. And of course, in my effort to always poke the woke bear, here's a little story that should kill the average amateur. You ready? So I was killing it at this picnic the other day, right? Barbecue, corn on the cob, potato salad, homemade pie, good wine. It was a regular food powwow. Not the typical lame sandwiches and chips, you guys. I mean, I totally went off the reservation and went crazy with gourmet grub. Now, as a rule of thumb, I normally don't go insane with meal prep, but this was for a special occasion. I was cooking for a friend of mine who was a former policeman, now a congressman, who at one time was not only a homeless person, but a disabled homeless person, who really turned his life around and overcame the odds. A real survivor, never playing the victim. He had no father figure and a mother who was a prostitute. So I wanted this picnic to be special. Now, I've known this guy since he was a freshman in college, and I told him, dude, this is for you. You're forever part of my tribe. It's like you're my spirit animal. Oh, sorry, I forgot one. Trigger warning! Oh, two applause breaks in the same show. Thank you so much. Okay, I'll just close this topic with this. If you're a leftist, a liberal, claimed to have voted for President Coloring Book, these types of amateurs are your allies. You're stuck with them. They represent you. You can say they don't all you want. You can say, well, come on, I don't subscribe to that train of thought. Tough shit, amateurs. These are the people us pros associate you with. A group is only as strong as the weakest link. These are your weak links. These amateurs are why no one takes you seriously. The college kids and students who adhere to this nonsense, mark my words, won't live past age 40. They will indeed die, and China knows it. Those who won't die will surely be used as slave labor because anyone afraid of words will certainly bend to another's will. Easily. So enjoy your lame picnic, you mentally ill, crazy freshman prostitutes. Oh, man. Almost had an orgasm. Oh, sorry. I almost had a trigger warning with that one. Please subscribe to my YouTube page, Lou Santini Entertainment, or my Instagram, and my Instagram, at lou.santini3. Topic number three is next.
There's been an odd shift in human behavior over the last 15 plus years. A sense of entitlement. A constant need for attention.
Ironically coupled with the need to be left alone.
A desire to be treated the same as everyone else. Stupidly combined with the mindset of, I'm special, so treat me accordingly.
Introducing the book, Amateur Nation. The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills. The second edition. Inside, you'll read,
The Amateur Mission Statement.
The 30 Truths About Amateurs. The 4 Stages of Being an Amateur.
Amateur habitats and history.
Social media plus me, me, me equals amateur.
Technology and amateur behavior.
With dozens of real funny photos, weird signs, and laugh out loud real life accounts and actual conversations vividly showing how us pros are surrounded by amateur nation every day. Download the expanded second edition of the ebook Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills.
The second expanded edition, available now.
Be a pro. Go to Amazon. Type Amateur Nation.
Topic number three.
So now there's a new version of the Wonder Years coming out with a black family. Couldn't have come up with a different title? Fine. Where's the Asian version of the Wonder Years? The Hispanic version of the Wonder Years? What about the French version? Oh, sorry, somehow that's not a color. Because remember, race is only about color, not country of origin. Despite the fact that there are plenty of dark Asians and plenty of light Latinos. I'm stupid and racist. Sorry. All right, so this got me thinking. What exactly am I supposed to be doing when it's Hispanic Heritage Month? Black History Month? Breast Cancer Awareness Month? Seriously, besides virtue signaling, changing my profile picture on my Facebook page, or wearing a ribbon, or posting something on social media, besides virtue signaling done by companies, what are we, the individuals, supposed to do? Donate money? All right, let's consider that. Chances are, if I have someone in my life who has or has had something like breast cancer, I'll probably already be donating or doing something proactive to help them specifically or the cause in some sense. If I'm black or Hispanic or whatever minority that is touting a special month, what should that particular race be doing actually? And what if I'm not of that heritage? Then what do I do? Do I eat more food of that culture? Listen to their music? Only buy products from businesses owned by that minority race? I have a life to live. And don't even say, it creates awareness. That's a nothing answer. Dogs. There, I just created awareness of dogs. I'm a hero! We're all aware of breast cancer. Black people, white people, Hispanic people, Asian. And don't forget the other races that aren't as popular so as to get a special month. And of course, amateurs come back with, every day is white people day. No, 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 it's not. Every day is not anyone's day. It's everyone's day. Every day. And if you think it's not, you're doing that to yourself. Grow up. One final thought. I'm not saying Latinx or Latinx or whatever the hell. I don't even know how to say that. That's not a thing. Adding X to the end of a word does nothing. You can't just make that shit up. So I guess the Sphinx was way ahead of its time. And don't forget the Manx cat. Keep inventing new words and definitions of words. Amateur X's. Ah, that music transition can only mean one thing. It's time for a la carte. Someone explained to me why I should give a shit about who Elvira's been banging for the last 19 years. You know, looking back, what really saved my life during COVID wasn't masks. It wasn't social distancing. It certainly wasn't the vaccine, which I still won't be getting. What saved my life during COVID was walking the correct direction up and down the aisles in the grocery store. Phew. Dear Coke, I tried to be less white as you wanted, but nothing happened. What did happen was a lifetime boycotting of Coke. Unfunny and formerly overweight actress Rebel Wilson recently lost 60 pounds. Good for her. $10 says Fat Amateur Nation will shame her for losing weight. Somehow, racism will be involved. The other day, via automated menu, I was told to enter the last four digits of my social security number, quote, one at a time. Really? So Elon Musk and musical artist Grimes, after 3 years, have broken up. But if they had gotten married, would her name have been Grimes Musk?
Ew.
Sorry, this just in. More kids were shot in Chicago this year than killed by COVID-19 nationwide. 302 kids shot, 214, 17 and under, died from COVID. Damn racist climate change. I saw a photo of a billboard on social media. I'm not sure of the city or specific location, but it looks like it's in a subway, and I quote, "Your DNA will be your data. The future is full of opportunity." Brought to you by HSBC Bank. Whoops, we're supposed to say that out loud, were ya? Feel free to get all your money out of HSBC Bank. Look at this intrusion on our privacy and outright admitting of control sold to you as convenient, easy, and my favorite, full of opportunity. Your DNA is your data, and the future is full of opportunity. How is your future full of opportunity? Their future controlling you is full of opportunity. If you're with HSBC, change banks. Per Emperor Newsom of California, California is now permanently, and he used caps in his tweet, a vote-by-mail state. He said, quote, "Because we believe in making voter easier and for every voice to be heard."
We all like our voices to be heard, and the word easier's in there. Look at me absorbing all the pandering.
Were people having problems voting before? No, they were lazy about it, didn't do it, but I don't ever recall hearing, "I have to drive to work and to the bars, to the stores, to the dry cleaners, but I just can't seem to drive to voting." Notice he said, "We believe," as if he's speaking on anyone's behalf. What he means is, "I want." And do I really need to say it? Okay, fine. I'll put the ball on the tee for an easy swing. This will ensure voter fraud in California, and watch for this to go nationwide in time for 2022. Let's do some pro things. Three of them. Three pro things. Number one. I gotta do it. In the NHRA, 2 weeks ago, St. Louis, Brittany Force went 3.641 seconds and 337 miles an hour. It's the fastest elapsed time of the season and besting the track record by 5 miles per hour. And that's what, 7 track records this year for her and her team? Pro. Number two. A great tweet from someone by the name of Kangmin Lee. Here it is. "It's always tax the rich, never help the poor, because it's easier to be envious than be generous. Easier to blame others than claim responsibility. Easier to take than to give." Number three. Okay. This one's out there. Kevin Kline in the movie A Fish Called Wanda. This is a twofer, whether it's Kevin Kline or A Fish Called Wanda. If you've never seen this movie from 1988, it still holds up and is, in my opinion, the greatest farcical comedy ever made. The writing is on point. The acting is by an all-star cast, but the star of the movie, the scene stealer, is the brilliant performance by Kevin Kline, who now voices Mr. Fish Odor on Bob's Burgers, who earned an Oscar for a comedic performance. I can't remember the last actor who did that. Every single moment that he's on stage, or on the screen rather, is made up of sub-moments that showcase every skill in his arsenal. Physical comedy, timing, facial expressions, inflection, delivery. Every scene he's in is an absolute gem. He is the reason you watch this movie. Then you have also still two Monty Python alum with John Cleese and Michael Palin. Jamie Lee Curtis shows her finest work ever, but Kevin Kline. It's the finest comedic performance in a movie I've ever seen. That's a strong statement. The finest comedic performance in a movie I've ever seen. The best part of the movie has plenty of politically incorrect moments and elements that would make an amateur run for a safe space. More movies like this, please. But Kevin Kline in A Fish Called Wanda, pro. No Amateurs tees and keychains are on sale at lousantini.com/shop. Follow my Instagram, lou.santini3. Go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/lousantinientertainment. Or you can email me, lou@lousantini.com. Amateur Nation is not just a podcast, it's a movement. Remember, amateurs, we see you. You're not at home. Don't do life wrong. Go pro. Don't be an amateur. For Amateur Nation, I'm Lou Santini, and this has been a Big Major production. How would you like to win a free No Amateurs t-shirt and keychain? It's easy. Just send an audio recording of yourself. You can use your phone, voicing the opening that I do every week on this show. If yours is chosen, you win. Here's the copy. Hi, this is your name from city and state or country. It's Amateur Nation with Lou Santini. We call attention to and call out the amateurs, the people who are doing life wrong, the speed bumps of life, the people that are in your way every day, the unintelligent, obnoxious, attention-whoring, self-entitled drama queen victim types who chip away at the moments of your life due to no self-awareness, common sense, manners, or social skills, and are disturbing the flow of the pros. Just record in a quiet place with no external noise, keep it under 30 seconds or less, don't change any wording, don't add music, and then email your file to lou@lousantini.com with your full name, address, and t-shirt size. Good luck, pros!